Outrage and calls for retaliation were the immediate response of the people of Nur Shams refugee camp, home of the assassinated Iyad Shalbiye. Hundreds of Hamas activists participated in the funeral of the Hamas leader, who was shot dead by Israeli troops Friday early morning. Witnesses say Israeli soldiers opened fire at Shalbiye while he was asleep during a military incursion into the camp near the West Bank city of Tul Karim. The Hamas movement slammed the operation and said the assassination was part of an Israeli plan to divert attention from the concessions Palestinian negotiators were making.
Today's ugly incident is a result of the so-called direct talks. Israel will be held responsible for the repercussions of the assassination.
The Israeli military operation came only one day after the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to the region, which was aimed at boosting the so-called direct talks.
This is an escalation needed by Netanyahu government in order to exert more pressure on the Palestinian negotiation team to agree to what is proposed in the negotiations table without any Palestinian political resistance that might exert another pressure on this negotiation team.
On the same day, tens of Palestinian and international activists held their usual Friday protest in the West Bank village of Nadin. However, this time they decided to hold Quran in an expression of anger over the desecration of the Holy Book in the U.S. At least 10 protesters were injured when Israeli troops fired tear gas canisters at those who approached the segregation wall. The Palestinian Authority condemned Friday's incidents, saying Israel is sabotaging the recently relaunched direct talks.
Meanwhile, Israel has imposed a 48-hour closure on the West Bank under the pretext of the Jewish festivity known as Yom Kippur. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Ramallah.